I'm chewing an apple. It's coming close to midnight now. So I'm chewing one of these red ladies, or red delicious, or pink ladies, yeah, that's it. Pink ladies, as I walk around outside with my dog. So this is the dog walker, Boo, late at night. And I never have done it if it wasn't for a lady called Telling Tales over in London, who's just come back from Toronto. She sent a tweet saying, are you not going walking your dog tonight? So this is the great thing, keeping me to my resolution to go dog walking every night and make a little audio recording. Now, it was absolutely pissing rain earlier today. Really, really wet. And I think that's what got me out of the notion that I'd be walking the dog. I thought, well, I'm not going walking the dog if it's pouring rain. But of course, it stopped raining now. And it's completely easy to walk. It's feeling a little bit chilly. I'm told that there might be snow coming, but we've seen none of it here. There was some in Mallow early today. My father-in-law and mother-in-law are coming from Limerick tomorrow morning. And they were bothered by the prospect of the roads being full of snow. Anyway, it's... Yeah, that's what I sound like. That's the remnant of the old chest that is a result of the flu. And yes, so once again, there's nobody else on the streets out here at night except the orange glow from the lights above. And I suppose that's hardly a person. So here we go. Come on, Rocky. We're going to walk to the end of the wall. Well, the last wall on the estate. See whether he does a pee and walk back home. And then at least I'll feel that I've done the best. He sleeps in a little house in the kitchen, by the way. And to get him to go into the house every night, I have to offer him a little bit of meat. He's got into the habit of needing to be enticed into his house. So I wonder if I got any ham left. Oh yes, I did. I went to a supermarket today and I bought some ham. So there's some for the dog. That's good. Didn't really buy it for the dog, you know. I bought it for my daughters to take to school next week. But oh, it's chilly. Do you know what? This is damp cold as well. It's not all that pleasant, you know. I have an impulse to turn around and go all the way back. But that would be kind of cheating. So I'm going to keep going. So I'll break off so that, you never know, I'll return refreshed on the return leg. Come on, Rocky, say something. Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, you probably didn't hear much from him. But he's alive, and we're making our way back now. And, so what else can I tell you? Bus conducting. Yes, this evening was an evening of the conversation about bus conducting. I used to be a bus conductor, and various other people's mothers used to be bus conductors. And this is a great excitement for me because it takes me back to the nostalgic days of the mid-1970s when I was a bus conductor in London. And anyway, that's another story. I never kept a diary during those days. And I remember once I had a conversation with the dean of the business faculty in the University of the West of England in Bristol. And he said to me, if you had kept a diary from your days as a bus conductor in London, we could have given you a PhD in... some sort of ethnomethodology or sociology or one of those disciplines which involve using raw data from real life and using it to may reveal the patterns of human interaction that underpin apparently meaningless communities. So anyway, that's another story, but I remember back to my bus conducting days at Chalk Farm Bus Garage in North London, bus route 31, bus route 24, bus route 68, bus route 3, down through Brixton all the way to Crystal Palace around. Oh yeah, good old... I used to work between North and South London, which most people in London, I think, can find themselves to one side of the river. But it was quite a trip over Waterloo Bridge late at night. In fact, just about this time at night was when I used to love London best, travelling on the top deck of a Route Master, they were called, the bus, as you crossed Waterloo Bridge and looked on the lights of the Thames, which has actually become more magnificent, I think, in the meanwhile. Anyway, we're nearly home. I've passed the time. I filled the space, and I wish you all the very, very best of nights.